You're listening to SBS News.
On Thursday, Ghislaine Maxwell appeared via video at a hearing accused of recruiting underage girls for sexual abuse. The judge ordered her to face criminal charges in New York, which include conspiracy to entice minors to travel for illegal sex acts and perjury. U.S. Acting Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Audrey Strauss, alleges Maxwell was involved in the exploitation with Epstein between 1994 and 1997.
Maxwell has been taken into custody early this morning in New Hampshire and will be presented this afternoon before a magistrate judge in the District of New Hampshire.
Ms. Strauss argues the 58-year-old played a crucial role in Epstein's alleged sexual abuse of young girls, including the grooming of victims.
Maxwell was among Epstein's closest associates and helped him exploit girls who were as young as 14 years old. Maxwell played a critical role in helping Epstein to identify, befriend, and groom minor victims for abuse. In some cases, Maxwell participated in the abuse herself.
It's believed some of the alleged abuse happened at Maxwell's London property. Epstein took his own life last year while in detention, awaiting trial for sex trafficking offences. Lawyer Lisa Bloom, who is representing one of Epstein's victims, has told the BBC many clients have been demanding justice.
Jeffrey Epstein, if he had gone out and tried to solicit underage girls, many of them would have been suspicious. Their friends and family would have been suspicious. But because he had a woman, Ghislaine Maxwell, go out, meet girls, entice them, recruit them, they let their guard down. They thought that they were safe with a woman.
Maxwell and Epstein are both well connected socially with Britain's Prince Andrew, US President Donald Trump, and the Clinton family. Prince Andrew was also a known associate of Epstein, and Ms. Strauss says she would welcome the opportunity to talk to him. The Federal Bureau of Investigation's William F. Sweeney Jr. says the Crimes Against Children Task Force has been involved in the Maxwell case.
We learned she had slithered away to a gorgeous property in New Hampshire, continuing to live a life of privilege while her victims live with the trauma inflicted upon them years ago. We moved when we were ready, and Ms. Maxwell was arrested without incident. Like Epstein, Ms. Maxwell chose to blatantly disregard the law and her responsibility as an adult, using whatever means she had at her disposal to lure vulnerable youth into behavior they should never have been exposed and which creates lasting harm.
He labelled Maxwell a villain and revealed investigators had been monitoring her movements. Miami Herald journalist Ben Weider, who has covered the Jeffrey Epstein case, told the BBC Maxwell could be at risk of fleeing if she is released.
Federal prosecutors issued a request that she be denied bail, and part of their reasoning for denying her bail was that she was able to move around so freely within the U.S. and had access to tremendous financial resources.
Maxwell was born in France and has multiple passports. She has previously denied all wrongdoing. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.